I want to make things that we know. So the woman feels, she has a sensation that she has a flow of blood in the midst of the beer. So it should be dangerous. Why is he allowed to be king of Yosef? So, Ashkono explains it. Because Midirai say in regard to all the Sugi women. So, as long as Slichoisa Mako, so we presume that it emanates from the Psogi. From the Psogi. But, Midirabono, the Chachom, two is the Psogi, but the Chachom is Azar. So, we may go So, since the Chachom Since the Chachomim Azare, so therefore the Chachom is Chachomim. Dalet Leilei Yisrael Echor, they will be a piece of Pekrish, and the Chachomim Nidu, they will be a piece of Pekrish. So, but with the Chachomim, but with the Rai say she is Meteres Rebai Lo Yidu, she is Rav Dav, and Tino is Chosam. So, so that means what the Rav Shechano, you could have said, he is Chelik and Masikian. There, so the Rav Shechano is Chelik and Masikian, Bikhomre, because Mas Yomis mentioned such a big hunger that with the right fishing that's all about it, it involved in the chorus. It involved in the chorus, let's say, a big race. Let's say, a big race. So then, if he will be, if he will be bailed, the second beer, after she was she passed down as a result of the first beer, so then there'll be high chorus. According to the Masbiyon, according to Masbiyon, I mean, of course, we have to understand how can the Masbiyon explain this aloha of Beil Bilas Mitzvot Tehus? Beil Bilas Mitzvot Tehus. That means he's allowed to be Dima Biyosef. Dima Biyosef, but what if Shech? If it's the Shurim, a Shurim with Reis, because we say, after the first beer, after the, any flow that she has, after the first beer, so, then that is not attributed to the Amsumi. So how can it be given to be? So we have to say that according to the Masbi Yomi, when the Mora says that by Beiris, so his Beiris was literally allowed to be given to Yosei, so it means the Masbi Yomi will have to say like the Rishim, because there is a Bachelet of Rishim, Beiris was literally Beiris, what does it mean Beiris? Even if she didn't have the flow of down, so then the halacha in the air had to be separated. She had the real down, so then the halacha has to be a smith, he has to be there. So, why can't I even though she had the real down? So, as if you're a mako, he's not allowed to be born. But suppose he was king of the Osir Rishino, and she has no real down, so then she would terrorize to him. That's a sheet of something. And then other shame say, no, that even she didn't see it now. So after the Bilas Mitzvah, she has to count. She has to count, but instead of counting 5 and 7, so she counts 4 and 7. So that's something else, because that's a chumra. But it means she has to count. She has to count the king, the kind of king. So according to Master Yomi, so we have to understand how the Gemara says, Beil Bilas Mitzvah can be the game of Bilas Mitzvah. If he holds the deep shore, Abu Dhaise, because in each year represents the time when a flow of down is reasonably attributable to the Sunni, so if she falls down in the midst of the Tashmish of the first year, how can it be given of Yose? And it's a chorus. How can it be given of Yose? So we have to say, so apparently, the Masbiyon will have to explain that when it says Gina Biyose in the Pele, she means after the first beer. After the first beer, so he's not allowed to be born, even if she didn't have any flow. That certainly is only in Rabban. Even the Korean, you have to say. Otherwise, because to say that Beyo Bilas Mitzvah perish in the midst of the beer, so the question is in what of Shech? If it's in the right, so how can we say that he can be given a beer? If it's that. After all, if she didn't have any other additional flow, and she only had a flow in the midst of the first beer, so how can it begin there? Unless we say, no, this is Damsum, and Chachamim is Dasa. But according to him, there is no special use of the Rabbon. So we have to say, according to the Masnid Yomi, this aloha of Gaina Bilas Mitzvah Peirish, and that is certainly, so Gaina Bilas Mitzvah Peirish, that is not dead, that means that he's perished, he didn't have it long. But if he did have it long, so then he cannot be guilty of the Dilas Mitzvah. So then he has to perish Miyad, a common that involved the Dech. Anyway, so that's the big Chumrah of the Masa Miyami, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch is Chelik on it. The Rav Shulchan Aruch is Chelik on it. Then the Rav Shulchan Aruch is also Chelik on the big Chumrah of the Masa Miyami. The Masa Miyami mentions a big Chumrah, that when we say that after the Dilas Mitzvah, so it's also Rabbi Elel, she has to come and Zion Jinn, that is, even the Dilas Mitzvah, she had no pain. But if the Dilas Mitzvah, she had pain, so the Masa Miyami says, he doesn't even have to be there. If the Dilas Mitzvah, he has pain, he doesn't have to be there. So that becomes the Rav Shulchan Aruch, is also Chelik, and of course, the Kumar of the Masa Miyami should not be mentioned anymore. Because if it be mentioned, so then people will start saying that I passed him that way. Alright, anyway, so that is the Tshuva in the Masa Miyami. So, our Jewish Masa Miyami is in the Zion, Herich, and Posakara, and Shom. Now, it's just good because it's a law, it's Latino and Hoke, and we can retire in the Chichel, Shuhu Damsu. Alright, now, we leave it here. Now, for the next scene, so you should go over the Gemara, as I didn't tell you, on Friday, but it's very important. Very important subject about the Chicho, which we tell it. Now, you have to go over in order to understand the tool and the Mechabra, so you have to go over the Mishneh. I don't remember. Did we go over inside Zachopale, the Mishneh? We did? Alright, so you have to go over again. So, Zachopale, the first Mishneh Makabas, the Mishneh and the whole Gemara after the Mishneh up to Hamapeles in Dovid. Zachopale in Dovid. That Hamapeles in Dovid. From Zachopale from Dale up to Hamapeles in Dovid. And the more and the Rashi, I mean, you only go over the small cases that can be seen that are manifestly important. I mean, you'll see yourself which cases relate to that thing and which cases discuss other ones. The small cases usually, so they are important, not the long cases, in these two by the mark. And then also, Dr. Malik, which is very relevant. Now, the Sugya, Daphne Malet, Omdalet, from the seventh line from the end of Yom, Tone Rabon, Hamikashi Shleishi Yom, the Yos of Lab Yarabinte, and then up to Tone Rabon, Bipso, Milami, Shemitama, Bipin, Kibahu. Very important for this thing. Now, there is Noam, Rabbi Zalman Noabach, wrote a certain tshuva. He mentioned a certain device for women who have a problem, so the doctor should produce his test, and then there is so much resentment against himself, so that he had to retract. I mean, we'll discuss that. We have to know the Gemara.
Shir Nun Gimel and Nida, Yud Gimel Elo Hitov Shem Mem Bay, September 1st, 1982, on Wednesday.
And then the two and the Mechabra. But, I mean, I asked you to go over the Gemara, but I just want to run over the Gemara. just one of those. The beginning of the Mishnah. Amakalas. He didn't say Gemara, this Gemara. No, he didn't. Amakalas hatiho, if a woman has gods, it is im yeshi modam tmei, vim lafei. So if there is, together with the hatiho, on top externally, there are drops of blood, so then she's tmei. Vim lav, but suppose the animal drops of blood externally, visible on the hatiho, so then she's tmei. Reb Yehuda Eimer, vim kach vim kach tmei, even if the animal visible drops of blood on the surface of the hatiho, she's also tmei. Why am I so demore? Demore will explain. Oh, hamapeles hatiho yeshi modam tmeo mishinido. Vim lav tmeo. The lav lady. Because a woman can become tmeo either because of nidus, because of the menstrual flow, or because of lady. So even if the lady is a little yabesh, even if it's not coupled with blood, she's also tmeo. 14 days for mikvo, and 7 days is over. But in this case where she aborted a hatiho, a piece, so there was no fetus, just a piece. So memele, later there isn't. As far as nidus is concerned, so that depends. That depends upon blood. So the hatiho is not blood. But if on the surface there are drops of blood, so then it's nidus. You love lady. The lady have the loy dam namet me. Yechsid ki me nidas grosso timo. Rebudam and Fajima. Hamapeles kim in klipa. If she aborts tiny pieces, like a wind, kim in sour hairs, and that's also possible, kim nopo, like earth, kim in yafush madumim, like red flies, tatelimai, so then she should put it into water. Im nimuchu, if it becomes dissolved, meyo. So that's a raya, that it's congealed blood. For raya, then as it became dissolved, so vim lav teo, but if it does not become dissolved, so it's not blood, it's not dried up, congealed blood, it is just a piece. So she's not on. Hamakeles kimin dogim chagovim shkotim omosim im yeshi moem dam tmeo vim lav teo. Suppose a woman aborts creatures like fish, in the shape of fish, locusts, or all kinds of insects. So if they have with them blood, so then she's stomach because of nidus. But if there is no blood, so then she's not male, and Rabbi say no. And as far as Thomas Lady is concerned, so aborting a creature like in the shape of a fish, it does not constitute labor. Hamapeles min behemo chayovei bein meim bein teher im zocho teishet mizocho vim nikeivo teishet mizocho vim yodua teishet mizocho vim nikeivo dim rameya. So according to rameya there is a distinction, you know, because a fetus, a human fetus in the course of its biological development, so there are certain times at the early stage of the fetus, so he has the shape like a fish, and then he has the shape like behemo chayovo. You know, those who believe in the theory of evolution, so they coined an expression, and phylogeny recapitulates phylogeny. In other words, phylogeny means the development of the species, and ontogeny means the development of the individual organism. But Chazal say, I mean, Nide, Medrash Rabbe, Parshat Hazria, so the Rebbein Shalom, so when he created world and everything, so whatever is less advanced was created first. The inanimate world was created first, Shemayim Horetz, and then the organic world. So in the organic world, so again, the planets were created first, and then the animal kingdom was created. But in the animal kingdom itself, so whatever is less advanced was created first. So the dogim were created before the Ifes and the Ifes were created before the Behemis and the Chayis. And then who was the last one who was created? So the human being. And as a matter of fact, I once discussed it in Columbia University years ago, about 70 years ago. So I was invited to give a lecture on the status of the woman in the Torah. So I mentioned the billboard that was fabricated by the so-called enlightened liberal Jews who don't know anything, but they think they know everything. So the Torah considers the woman as being of inferior status. So this is not so. The Gemara says neither. And that's the basis of the Halacha of Godless. Of the Halacha of Godless. And the Gemara deduces it from the Pasuk in Bereishis. ויבן עד השם הלכים את הצלו, אשר לא כך מנו אודו, לאישו, ויביאו אל אודו, אל אודו. So, ויבן, so, what's the usual meaning that is attached to ויבן? He built. But, according to Gemara Nide, it doesn't mean ויבן in the sense of building, but he endowed the tzelo that was carved out from Adam's organism with more intelligence. Bino nos nachodish bohu. Beisho yesem beish, that's why a girl becomes a leila at 12. And a bazdas at 12. And a boy becomes a godel only at 13. Because a woman is innately and intellectually and spiritually superior to the men. So that's the pshat in Vayiven. The Rebbeinu Shalom endowed the tzeirah, the rib that was carved out from Adam's organism with superior intelligence and thereby creating the woman. So that's the halacha. So Vayiven is not in the sense of building or not from the sheresh of Bonoi, but from the Sheirish of Bun, to understand Bino. So it is interesting. The Gemara says, Bino nos HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yisho Yisam B'Yish. But we see that while everything that is less advanced, so was created first, and the less species that was created by the Rebbeinu was the human being, but in the human being, so the male was created before, and the woman was created after. That means that she's superior, that's in consonance with what Gemara says, Bino nos nachodish bohu b'yisho yisam b'yish. So the Medrash Rabbah says that the Rebbeinu Shalom deliberately created that which is less advanced, that is lower, first, because if a man sins, so then we tell him Yitushkod Mechon. Yitushkod Mechon. So, and for the same reason that the Rebbeinu Shalom created the different species in a certain order, the lower species being created before the higher species, so in the same way, so the Rebbeinu Shalom installed it in the Tzura Sarevon and in nature, that when the baby is developed, so he has to go through the same order as the order of creation. This is how the Medrash Rabbah explains it. But of course, those scientists who don't have the Mune in Bria Zeilon, so they want to explain the origin of species, so they think that by adapting the theory of evolution, so it can already be understood. So Arav Kook wrote a certain maimon about the theory of evolution. So he writes, Kol mokei shepokhu hamin chivosom bitino. I mean, the main reason as to why Many scientists believe in the theory of evolution is not because of certain similarities. That's not the real reason. Because they want to explain the original species. So, and it seems to them unnatural, I mean, that there should be such a thing as independent creation. So because of that, they adopted the theory of evolution. But, because on the contrary, it is more of a miracle. It's more unnatural. The origin of species, if one assumes, for argument's sake, the theory of evolution, so there, it's more strange and more unnatural than if he believes in independent creation. Independent creation, of course, it's unnatural, I mean. So nothing could be created. But the only scientists in the world, even though they have been boasting for years that in the course of a few years they will create life in the laboratory, they don't create life in the laboratory. So that means impossible to create life in the laboratory. Life is the biggest miracle that there can be. And on the contrary, when they try to explain the origin of life and the origin of species on the basis of evolution, they transform life into a bigger mystery than if it is to be explained on the basis of independent creation. This is what I have to find. Anyway, so we see from that, I mean, that when a fetus developed embryologically, so at certain stages it is in the shape of dogim chagobim, certain stages in the shape of behemo chagbeim, chayor behemo, and then finally it assumes the shape of a human being. So Meir holds that if the aborted creature is already in the shape of a behemo chayor, so that's more advanced than the shape of a fish or the hog of a locust. So there, it is clear the mother is clear to us later, if we die down. But the Chachamim say, Kol she'im bo yitzura sodom in yomah. In other words, when can the woman play to us later without her, and then it must be on the basis of rape, not on the basis of need. Without them, there couldn't be needles. But on the basis of lady, only if the fetus is so developed that he already has the shape of a human being. Now, what is the shape of a human being? So, as Gemara will point out, now that depends upon the head. In other words, if the fetus that is aborted, has the shape of a head, even though the body is of a mortal, so then she's male. If the shape is of a mortal, that is also possible. Let's say she aborts a creature and the fetus head is in the shape of a fish, but the body is of a human being, she is not real. In other words, it depends upon the head. So this is the halacha of Chachamim, and we pass like the Chachamim. Chachamim even, kol she'im b'yitzura sodom, ein nivra. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, lo itim, so we have a machlekes between Tanakame, Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Tanakame, so matanos chatichoi, if she bought a piece, so only if it's coupled with dam, if there is dam, and. But if not, she is not male. And the Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's not coupled with dam. So the question is, why does Rabbi Yehuda mitam? If there is no dam, and the vlad it isn't, it's just a piece. It doesn't have the shape of anything, of any living thing. So how could she be, why does Rabbi Yehuda say she's male? Omar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel Yitim Rabbi Yehuda Elam Vichtiche Shal Abbas Minei Domim. In other words, because Minato, so actually it's five types of colors, five. But the Shocher is not mentioned, Shocher Kidyo is not mentioned, because Shocher Kidyo is not a separate Alohe. It's because Shocher is red. So Shocher Odomu, El Shalom. But, so actually it is five, but it's always referred to as four categories. In other words, four types of bread. So the brightest bread, like Dhamma Kose, Dhamma Maka, you know, when your mouth is down, you go out blood. It's very bright red, the blood. So of course, that's the brightest red. And then there are three other reds that are tome, tumas liver mirayse. In other words, if it is red like the crocus plant, and then if it is like diluted wine, and maybe I don't know, earthy water. It doesn't mean earthy water, any earth. But the Gemara says certain places in the Eretz Yisrael where the sand is red, and then you take that sand, I mean, you take this sand, so it won't even look red, you see. But certain places in the Eretz Yisrael where the sand is red, and you put them in water, so the water will become red. So, in other words, maybe I don't. So that's the five categories of dam, colors of dam, that are coming with rice. But suppose it is reddish, a little bit reddish, but it's not red like Damakose, it's not red like Nuni Adomo, not like Yaina Mosuk, not like diluted wine, diluted red wine, and not like Mimi Adomo. So, and it's not black like ink, that's the shochet. So then she's not coming with rice. Now this manazeh will mitame every reddish tinge and every blackish tinge. Now there's machleket rishonim. Some rishonim say that this is an integral part also of the takonis chamzeir of Mrs. Choylachmiravatsu. So there are many things that are included in the takonis chamzeir. But some rishonim say no, that we didn't ignore it. So only the five colors are mitame. But if it's not one of the five colors, it's a little bit red, it has a reddish tinge or a blackish tinge, but not like yoy, then it's not on it, but it's a tachones again, it's on. And some Hashem is saying, it's a more, it's a tachones avroid. But anyway, it's a dinator, and it's a tachones atanoid. So only the four colors, five colors, atom. So it's called, the five colors are called albas minigami, but the shochet yoy is also included in the albas minigami. So we give the Rabbi Yudor Elo Vichdicha Shor Abbas Midon. When does Rabbi Yudor say that even if it amod the raps of blood amod and the chaticha also it's to make if the color of the solid piece itself is red, so there it has a din of dam, even though it's not liquid, it's solid, so it has a din of dam. Masha'im came, if it doesn't have that color of the Abbas Midon, so then Rabbi Yudor is also made, she's not made. וכי מרמי לא מתייחס לבס נידום, אבל ששום נידום עם תאירו, ורבי איכן נאמר, של הבס נידום עם דברי הג'ות מי, so you can come his name, that there's a dinner done, של שום נידום עם דברי הג'ות מי, so you can have you days מי, לא ינח לכו, שכל את רבי איכן, לא ינח לכו, אלו שיפילו בנידס מה יפילו, שיפילו בנידס מה יפילו, שיבות את something, and she a piece, she knows she had bought a piece of hatiho, but she doesn't know whether it's red or green or white. She doesn't know. So, pure doesn't feel. Review the sova, zilbos, arev hatiches, the reif hatiches, most of the hatiches that are aborted are red. Shall Abbas me domina? The Rabbonan Sabre, no yamun of reif hatiches, shall Abbas me domina? שלא אבאס מידוני, איני ואוקי עושה, רבי שמן הדוי עושה בעצי מסית ליודה, המפרס חתיכו אדומו, שחיכו יריקו לבונו, אם יש לו דם בניו ומאת תאירו, רבי יודה אינו בלכך ובלכך בניו, כאשר הוא שמוע בחודה, in one respect, it's difficult according to שמואל, הוא רבי איך ביטל, כן, תו, לשמוע בחודה, יום אמר שמואל, איתי מרבי לא מחתיכה שלא אבאס מידוני, ואוקטון יריקו לבונו, Yerech Lugono, Shel Tanekame says that it's doyer. And Rabbi Yude says it's domic. So it's mashma that in Yerech Lugono, Rabbi Yude is it up. Upon Kabila. Vichitei, Vichipo, Rabbi Yude, Adumo, Yishchero. Va Yerech Lugono, Loi, Elu Yerech Lugono, Liman Kotonoe. So why does the price mention Yerech Lugono altogether? So, Elu Yerech ריבונו, למה אילו אם רבונו נעשת אבו מושכן ומתאר, רבונו, לא כל ריבונו מבויס, why does it price at the mention that he ראי כל ריבונו, די אמיתלי יריד ממדומו, אלו לאו רב יהודה. So it's a rally, ובוק, so it's a rally against Shmuel, that Rav Yehuda is in Tama, even if the peace is not red, even if it's white. Vesu, the Rav Yehuda, so it's Bishtayim, it's difficult. The Rav Yehuda, 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 even the Rabbonon, ho katon ha-adumo u-shcheiro, u-pri Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon says, spell it out in so many words, that even if it's black or red, so still it's just a oil, there is no blood on it. וחית אם יש כתבי רבו נאי ירון כל ובונו, אבל אדום ישחיר אלוהי, אבל אדום ישחיר למען כתון לו, אילו אם רב יהודה, חש לי ירון כל ובונו תנאיו, אדום ישחיר מבויה, אלו לב רבונו, ובלי. So in words, so the moral refuse, שמואל, and what רבי יחס, אלו אמר רב רחם היצו. So the moral comes in Masconi, no. וזה מחלוי כיף בקרין תנקם. תנקם and רב יהודה is another question. So now there's Tanakam holds, Tanakam holds that Yefshel with Psychasakeva, that Rabbon holds, Yefshel with Psychasakeva, that even when the woman bought a piece, even if it's a big piece, so it's still possible without any dam coming out. So Mele, Tanakam says that if there is no dam on the piece, so Mele, she stay up. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Yefshel Tzichazakeva Goyda. Yefshel Tzichazakeva Goyda. So that means that it's impossible that the Kedash, I mean, it means that there should be, that something should come out from the room. If it's a big piece, small piece of course could come out without that. But that a big piece should come out from the womb without being coupled with a few drops of down, it's impossible. We don't see. So it got lost, I mean, many times. So drops of blood come out and she doesn't detect it. So maybe she is neither. There she says, I can't wait down coming for you. Look at that, I'm coming in time. Cautious, a smile, you wish she, if you are me, that's my pillow. Harei sof examen sof vrede sof zeve min bi yokov min lecha la mishen min bi yokov min lecha she yefshel tzich zakev lo idam so Rabbi Yehuda says that yefshel tzich zakev lo idam so Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Yeshua vishnachem o amolo o ma Rabbi Yehuda ma shmoya lo itine Rabbi Yehuda ya lo bichtich eshel abo min idam abo she shom min idam in tem so as far as Shmuel's memory is concerned the second Roshi is the same as the first Roshi but in regard to Rabbi Yechon, the Rebbe, Eini Bokos Rabbein Shein Yadoye, or Seh Vais Masnit El Yodeh, Amapel Eschitcha Adum Ushchein Oyeru Kolon Vono, Ine Shimadam Tneyo, Vilaf Teiro, Rabbi Yechon, Nikach Nikach Tneyo, Koton Adum Ushchein Oyeru Kolon Vono, Upon Mishrab Yudeh, Vichitei Mekipo Mishrab Yudeh, Adum Ushchein, Abo Yeru Kolon Vono, Loi, Elo Vilu Kolon Vono, Man Koton Elo, Ilo Yim Rabon, Ashka Adum Ushchein, Kom Tare Rabon, Yeru Kolon Vono, Boye, Elo Lashrab Yudeh, Upon, Elo amar Rabbi Yechanan. In other words, so the first Lashon Rabbi Yechanan said something that was rebutted. Now in this Lashon, so what Rabbi Yechanan says is not rebutted. So, in other words, so Rabbi Yechanan is saying what the first Lashon Rav Nachum Vayitzchok said. That the Machlokes is on the question of Epshel Tzichazakel Oledam or Yepshel Tzichazakel Oledam. All right, so Elo amar Rabbi Yechanan. Behave shall be taken away down can meet me gay. So that's what's going to be more. So the machlekes between Tanikame and Rabbi Yehuda is on the question whether if shall be taken away down, so the Rabbanon say if shall be taken away down, and Rabbi Yehuda says if shall be taken away. Alright, now, on that point there is a machleke between the Rambam and the Raya. The Rambam passes like Rabbanon, Yochid the Rabbim, Allah the Rabbim. So that means if shall be taken away down. That's how the Rambam passes. So we may read Rambam Paskins that if a woman aborts a piece, even a very big piece, a gigantic piece, but if there is no dam, so she is fair. And the Raya is basic, because there are many Gemores that seem to accord with the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda, that he actually psichas hakevra laid down. So he Paskins, so the Raya, the Rambam, and the Rashbo, in this, the Torah, and pass like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tiyam Shul Tzorah Kedoyed, I'm not like Rambam, so that's why the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch is, that I'm a Torah Shchicho, even without that, if it's a big Shchicho, so then we say, Tiyam Shul Tzorah Kedoyed, it's me, all right. אלו אמר רבי יהודה פולי, אלו אמר רבי חדש יצחק יבוא ידם כמידוי, בגוד כדן את הנועה, ניתניה, קושי של שניים, לשלישים פילו, וידעס מה יפילו, הרי לסופי קלעידה, סופי כזיב הם מביא קום בין אחד, רבי ישוע הם מביא קום בין אחד, ובי שאין שלו צריך להכן אולי דם, תודה רבה, המפר לסחתיכו, אפשר בו, תפיס, סום חסים גם שמרד מייח, וכן הוא ירב של נעשיה עם הכנבו, קירו, הספליצה, אם יש, הספליצה לחתיכה. אם יש דם בסייכו, אם there is דם inside, even though outside, on the surface of the חתיכו, there is no דם, but inside there is דם, so it may all be loud when it tears it open. If, when it tears it open, there is no דם inside the clothes, so then she stayed. So כרבונון, so in other words, they agree with the רבונון of Rabbi Yehuda, in other words, that אפשר להוציא חסק אלו כלי דם, but we are deep in the rabbon. So, one second, let me finish את הגמורה. כרבונון, we are deep in the rabbon. כדי כרבונון, we are what do you mean, מעדיף חמירה, מוחום הוא אותם לרבון. כדי רבונון, we are אפשר להוציא חסק אלו כלי דם. אפשר להוציא חסק אלו כלי דם. We are deep in the rabbon. But, דינו סברה, אימו אין קודם דל רבונן רבונן אמור מייקי דל רבונן say that when she may or if she bought a חתיכה only if there is dam אימו that means there are drops of blood on the surface but if there are no drops of blood on the surface and in other words the surface is dry even though when you tear it open when you split open so you find dam clothes on the rabbon is your tail according to Suhe those impacts.
So as long as you find
according to Sumchas, if it's not accumulated, if you just find inside a few drops of doubt adhering to the Chatech or inside, to the flesh, inside. But according to Rav Shmuel Choni, only if it's a substantial quantity, if it's already accumulated. And that was the tshuva of the Talmud Rabba, what we was chizik. Horei yedam b'shviferes ma'o. So Rashi says, b'shviferes, hichlizo kone cholu b'isimoke, v'nimzo b'isidam. The Rambam mentions that aloche shviferes, if the shviferes was inserted into the praise there. Now the Gemara, the Mishnah, that, I mean, we should go, I mentioned it, that you have to go over all the Mishnahs in and you couldn't learn Luchas Nida without going over. You should do it. You should have done it already, but anyway, if you didn't do it until now, you have to do it right now. I mean, to start going over all the Mishnahs in. So, that Yitzayim on the base, Moshe, Moshe, Chachom, Yisho, Hachedra, 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 There is a lot of confusion, I mean, especially in the Rambam Mishneh. Some doctors wrote on it, but it appears that according to the Rambam in Pirsha Mishneh, so Cheder has reference the Cheder, Dama Cheder Tome, that's the uterus itself. Cheder is the uterus itself. And then Dama Aliyo, I mean, it's not a lot was written. I mean, what is the Aliyah? It seems that the Aliyah, the Gemara, has reference to the fallopian tubes. That's how it appears. Then, Toizel, so the Aliyah is Toizel, fallopian tubes, it's not in the uterus. So it's Toizel. And the Machedah, that's the uterus, so that's Toizel. Needs to be praised there, so it appears from that. That praised there per se, the dam that emanates from the praised there itself, is not. That's not an uterus. But if you find down in the place there, so then there is a possibility that it came from the moke. So the place there, according, so it seems that according to the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh, if we combine what the Rambam says in Pirsha Mishneh and this Mishneh, and what the Rambam says in the Chazoko, so we have to come to the conclusion that place there consists of two parts. Of the vaginal canal and the cervix. So in other words, because Rishenim call, you see the place there, including the Rambam, Tzavar HaRechem, the mouth of the uterus. So of course, literally, the mouth of the uterus, that's the cervix. But it appears from the Rambam that not all the time does the expression of Tzavar HaRechem, the mouth of the uterus, have reference to the cervix. Sometimes it has reference to the area before the cervix, I mean the vaginal canal. So anyway, so here Rashi says, Bishiferes Yichmiso Kone Hol Beisimokin. Now Isimokin represents a broad area, but the Rambam, when he mentions that, Yichmiso Shmiferes, Halacha the Zayin. There is a mistake here in Aseres in the English. It's the key halacha in Zayin. Halacha the Zayin, not the Zayin, not the Zayin. Hoisho sheichnuso shviferes b'preizdeya. We roas for Adam the Sikha Shiferes there. So praise there. So what does it mean praise there? Praise there means In other words, if it was inserted and was coextensive with the whole vaginal canal plus the cervix. So that's the abaya. Now, so he says, הניח שיכניסו הוריה בואי מן רבי ירמי מן רבי זהירה הוריה דם של תרס מהו בבשור אומר רחמונו ולוי של תרס בבשור אומר רש דם ידעים ובבשור שיות של דרך קייס ובשר רחם ואימץ והי קרו so in other words the vaginal canal how does Rashi call it קייס ובשר רחם so ואימץ והי קרו you know sometimes a doctor who studied the yeshiva, so he thinks that he goes over a piece of Gemara, or he thinks he knows what it means. So when he sees such a Rashi, and he knows that menstruation emanates from the walls of the uterus, so not knowing much, knowing very little, so he assumes, he takes it for granted, that Kesel Bizarecha means the walls of the uterus. So then he says, Rashi didn't know. Rashi didn't know any physiology because the menstrual flow comes, emanates all the time from the Kesel Bizarechem. The answer is no. Well, Kesel Bizarechem doesn't mean the walls of the uterus. Kesel Bizarechem means the vaginal canal. So the body is Gam Yezim So Shiyotzo Derech Kesel Bizarechem Veimach Vaikho Vinoxi Uparashe Shiyonem Rodizom Vinisho Kiyozi Zidomo. So the Shalom is Bipsor Rom Rachmone Veloi Bishvil Teres. So in a Oidimo Haibsor Nivoyere Shemitamo Bifnim Kibachutz. Because there are certain tumes that they make, they affect tume only when the issue comes outside. For example, let's say by Zah. So, when does it become tome? Only when the issue comes outside the chutz mamash. Mashein ki by nido. So even, now, let's say, suppose, you know, if a woman maybe puts in a piece of cloth inside, and then she takes it out, and she finds a spot of blood on the piece of cloth. The blood didn't come outside. She just cut it. By pushing the piece of cloth. So she's also Tmeo, she's Tmeo Midrash. Even though the blood, we have no evidence that the blood came outside of her system. It was retained in the vaginal canal. The answer is, as long as the piece of cloth detected it, so that means it came out from the uterus. So that's the alloy. So, with you, Mahal, so, mi boy, or ishe, mi tamo, bifnim, kin bachutz. Bifnim means, not be bifnim, inside the uterus. Until it comes out from the uterus, into the vaginal canal, so the woman does not become a nido. She becomes a nido only when it comes out from the uterus. Even though it is retained in the vaginal canal, so she's still a nido. So that's the pshat in the psalm. Not that Bipsorum Rachmona Eloi Bishiteres. On the lady, Bipsorum Rachmona Eloi Bishiteres. The Bipsorum Nipoyolei Shemitamu Vinki Bachutz. Because if we are going to say that the whole movement of Bipsorum, the whole meaning of Bipsorum is that Mitamu Vinki Bachutz, just that, in Keineme Kro Beiposor, my Bipsorum, there's another girl say, Neme Kro Psorum. Because the Lashon HaPosuk is, the Lashon HaPosuk is, Dam Yiyeh Zeivo Bipsoro. So, we say that two things are implicit in Bipsoro. Number one, this halacha, of course, goes without saying that this is implicit in the Posuk. That Mitamo Bifim Ki Bechutz, even though the blood doesn't come outside of a system, and it is retained in the Beis Achitz, in the Jano Canal, so she is still a nido midrash. That's one thing that is implicit in Bipsor. And the other thing that is implicit, that if there is a hefsek, if that when is the discharge of the menstrual dam mitamah, only if at the time of the discharge there is contact. Mashenkei, if the shviferes, a tube is inserted into the vaginal canal and is coextensive with the whole vagina canal plus the cervix, so as the blood comes out from the uterus, it doesn't come in contact with the flesh. It comes in contact with the walls of the tomb. So there, she's not in. She's not in. So both halachas are deduced from the pasuk of Bipsor, because if the Kabbalah Torah had been only to advise us of the Tamil Fim Kibachut, the Torah should just say, Dam Yezeiwa Bibosa. Or, according to another verse, Swamahim, Dam Yezeiwa Psor. It says, it doesn't say Bibosa, but it says Bibsor. So both things can be used. We boil it, so. Mi psor boish kal mikutin ke mei mikho mi bosa mai psor shmayas mi nei tal. Or, she mi tamo ikutin ke lachutz, mi acha she yotzo, mi namotia li preiz dea, ve imidu ko islel, mi yadi mi tam. And you see, I mean, some doctors wrote articles, I mean, the audacity, I mean, of certain people. So, if he just had read the other Rashi, over and above the first Rashi, so he would have realized that Rashi didn't mean that the menstrual flow emanates from the all that does not emanate from the walls of the uterus, but case for this alechem means the vagina canal. So ma'achas yotzom na'amokim le'preist the miluk Yisrael. So in other words, when Rashi said before kaisley isarechem, he didn't mean the kaisleim of the mokia. That's the mokia itself, the kaisleim of the mokia. But it means the kaisleim of the praise there, on the vagina canal. The miluk Yisrael miyam mitam, mashrinkin bizar, ubaukeri, the mitamim, acheteitze, to moshom lehut. All right, now. We all have a vehicle, so in other words, so what did Rav Zera say? That the Reya Dam Bishriferes is not made. Inasmuch as there was a hefset, and the discharge of Dam did not have contact, the Dam as it was discharged from the Mokia into the vaginal canal, so it did not have contact with the flesh of the woman, so the male, she is not in. So, Ama pelos chatzicho keiro, im yeish mu damo koi, lo goi, de de krimle, de dam peyo, vim la teiro. So, hoche hash. So we see, so Rash explains it, u maishtin shvitas. So it should have been the same aloha shvitas. So we say, because actually, when she aborts a chatzicho, and then inside the Hatikon there is accumulated dam. So why don't we consider that the Hatikon is entirety like in natural shvitas? What difference does it make? That's the kasha anymore. What difference does it make? Whether there is an artificial shvitas, a metal tube or a plastic tube is inserted, or there is a natural shvitas consisting of bosa, but the dam, the accumulated dam, passed through the inside of the natural triveres, namely the chatichas boso. So melee. So why should melee? That's the kasha anymore. Also, if you want to tell it, so kasha. Also, the dam shall be shown in his dam the chaticha. Hoche in dam shall be shown in his dam shall be shown. So it's mashma from this gemore that the reason as to why hoche in dam shall be shown is there, because it's not the natural way of having an ishtadah. In other words, she becomes an idol through Riyah. Riyah doesn't mean sin. Riyah means a dishtar. Suppose a woman is blind, she doesn't see anything. She still becomes. So Riyah means she has a dishtar. So only when the dishtar takes place in a natural way. But if you put in a tool inside, so then it's not a natural way. Masha'im came when she bought a chaticho and there's a kibbutz down. So under the circumstances, that's her natural way of having a discharge of dam through the medium of the chatim. Alright. Ho in the alcohol shall be shown in the dam shells. Tzadik Gemara says, when she first annoyed, the tanya, habatel is, chaticho aho pishe mo dam, in yeish mo dam pneyo, vim lav teheyo. Chabres arimeo bipsoho, vim lebi shafi, anati misek, vim lebi chaticho. Chabres arimeo bipsoho, Amen. Shall I say amen? So we have to read it as follows. I'm a Pelisatiha, I hope you should read it down. In Yeshua down, male. The last day, the blessed are made. Bipsova of the Bishapi will have to. So in other words, he's really comes to us. He's really comes to us. And the blessed holds that only if there is a Rabbonon, as the Rabbonon of the beauty. In other words, only when there are drops of blood externally on the surface of the Hatikha. But if there are no liquid drops of blood externally on the surface of the Hatikha, but when you split it open, you find the accumulated dam, then she is not made. That's what the verse says. Because Bipsoro, the way Bishapi, or not if the dam is found in his sack or in Hatikha. So in other words, what's the machlokes between Tanakame who is a blesser and the Chachomim? Tanakame is a blesser. So what's the machlokes? So Elo di Paluya Pluya Nikibnai. Paluya Pluya means the lachmina is between the Tanakame and the Chachomim in the case of the Hatikho that is checked. Is checked. And then the Hatikho externally on the surface. So they are clefts, you know, if checked. So they are clefts in the Hatikho on the surface. The Puri Puri Kibnai, if it's a checked Hatikho. Tanakame Soba, that's a blazer, Bipso, the way Bishapir, the way Bhatikho. If, let's say, the discharge took place with two, so she is not male. Only when the Hatikho is smooth, without being checked, without having clefts. But if the Hatikho has clefts, if it is checked, and let's say, like this, it has a cleft, it's checked in the middle. So then if it has clefts, so then our pure peruye, if it is checked and it has clefts, is male. Because then if it has clefts, so then you see the down and the out external. It's male. My time may be so true. Hodamido, vadaitomei, vapiru mishkaresa. So in other words, Gemara is saying now that, and this din is whether or lay it down there as the terrace, is me or te or is a machlike between Tanakam and Chacham, between Rablezer and Chacham. According to Tanakam, so, we as down on the terrace is te or, because there is a sakosu, bipso, the way bishapia, the way chaticho, the way mishkaresa, even though it comes through as you tell it, so it is stopped. Now let's see the Rashi. Pluye pluye, sheish bo shuri shuri, bikui, clefts, vibachutz, vadamshi, tanekame lo mitaya lo elo nizra sakosu, so barhai dam toyo, umishum chtzitze iteo, umishum nizra sakosu, vio adi mishu teres, ki li mitaya me umishum chtzitzeo. So according to the kame, according to the blazer, it's nizra sakosu, that if there is a chatzitze, if the dam is chotzos, if there is something that is interposed between the gufoyisha, the psaroyisha, and the dam, let's say it goes through itu, or there is a chatzitze, and there is accumulated dam inside. So there's a lot of dam, but it's enclosed inside, so the Hatikho itself is interposed between the Isho, the Gufo Isho, and the Dam, or Shuferes, so the two is interposed. So it's exactly because of Chitze that she is there. But according to Rabbanan, there is no Gzeras HaKosov, that if there is something interposed between the dam and the flesh of the Isha, so then she is not male. But if it's inside, so then, so it's not dam. Masha'in came, if you see the dam. So, so he says, if you see the dam, the tree of the tree of him, what they are, the Rabbanan Basra will die, kill him, she will call, why you tell him, she But if it's Kriya Praya, so it is Amida. Certainly, if the dam is red, you are dam. Except that a tube was artificially inserted, then it's certainly Amida. You cannot say just because the doctor put in a tube inside that it's not Amida. You can't literally say how Kishie, Revolution of Kaluya Praya, where they are externally in the crevice, they are dam. The Noga Berechen is Neiro, Abu Shefer is Dam, Nido is Neiro, the Lidal Shimon Bitsor, El Litabo Bit Niki Bachutz, not as Chabzeres. This is what the Mora is saying. So Amar Abaye, Bishifer is. So the first portion of the Mora was that, and this is not Chabzeres, Ari Dal Shiferes, and the Machlikes between Tanakam and Rabbanon. Tanakam and Rabbanon. And Abaye says not. בשביל הסכולם לפליגה ניטרו, כי פליגה בכתיכו, מה עושה בדעת בשם אישו ירס דם בכתיכו, ומה עושה בדעת בשם אישו ירס דם בכתיכו. אין דעת בשם אישו ירס דם בכתיכו, נא לציע לך, שזה את המחליק עשרה שאין ביסס, there is a פשט, by the smart, not a פשט, but let's see how Rashi explains. How Rashi explains about it. So, Omar Abaye, Bishifere, Skolah, Omar, Ikriya, Biteiro, now that's our guess. And that's the guess of most Rashi. That Bishifere, Skolah, Omar, Ikriya, Biteiro. However, Miri, Inide, mentions another guess. That Bishifere, Skolah, Omar, Ikriya, Biteiro, Chikriya, Biteiro. So that is one Asoge against Rashi, is Omar, Eobas. Sad. Because he based it upon the fact that Bishifere, that we pass it. That Shifares is the hero, Kalamun Pigishas. But the guilt of the Miri is that if Shifares Kalamun will trigger the mayor, so the mayor, there is no answer. I mean, of putting in Shifares. So, but the guilt of most Kashemi is not the Miri. But Shifares Kalamun will trigger the hero. Keep the Gibichtich. Mouse of a doubt, the Shomin Shomir is done with the head. Who mouse over in doubt, the Shomin Shomir is done with the head. Keep the Gibichtich. Would you pollute it? Pollute it? In other words, the machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbanon is in regard to the case of a woman who had bought a chaticha, and the chaticha is kept. It has cleft. It has spoiled. It has cleft. So Tanakam is so bad. Bipsoro limude tei chaticha. Avodam hanira because there is. Bipsoro limude tei chaticha. אבל דם הנראה בבקוי מסתומת, דו בבשורו קרינם בו. So now it's a calling to Abaye, calling to Rashi Pshat. So everybody agrees that there is our health city. That if, let's say, she puts in a Shriferes inside, and the discharge of the dam takes place via a Shriferes, so then she is there. The Machleik and between Tanakam and the Rabbanon is in the case of a woman who had bought a Chaticho. And the Chaticho is a Chet Chaticho. So they are correct. So Tanakam is all about Bipsor in the Toichat. Our dam, Hamir of Bipkoim Tome, the Bipsor of Krim. The Rabbon of Basroye Savre, after the Tuye Tuye Teo. Even if she bought a Chet Hatiho, so he's there. The Inze Damido, the Indal Koshalisho, here is dam Bahatiho. The dam Bahatiho. So in other words, so we have the expression in Dalko Yiris, or Hochash, we had before the expression, Hochash, Hosom Dalko Shomisho Yiris Dam Bechatichu, Hoch in Dalko Shomisho Yiris Dam Bechiferes. So what does it mean, in Dalko Shomisho Yiris Dam Bechiferes? Does it mean it's not a middle, just because a doctor put in it too, so it's not a middle, it's not a menstrual flow, I mean, it didn't make sense. Of course it's Damido. But it's not the natural way of seeing Dam. It's not the natural way of discharging of having menstrual flow. It takes effect via a tube. So it's not, it doesn't come out in the natural way, in an unnatural way, but it is amida. Here, when Rashi uses the expression that Rabbon Basroye Savra from the Truya Puri, when a woman aborts a child, Chatir, so it's not natural. Of course, under the circumstances, it's a natural way. That's her condition. That's her condition. So why would Rabbon Basroye say she's not there? Not because it's an unnatural discharge. It's a natural discharge under her circumstances. That's the way she shouted it down. But this is not even a menstrual flow. A menstrual flow does not consist in drops of blood that you see in the clefts of a piece of flesh. So in other words, so according to Rashi's pshat, even though Rashi says, even though the Gemara uses the lashon umar sovar in dalko isho liris dam bechaticho, and the Gemara uses the same lashon in dalko shtel isho liris dam bechuteres, the same expression, but it has different meanings. In dalko shtel isho liris dam bechuteres means it's an unnatural, discharge. It doesn't, the discharge does not take place in a natural channel. It takes place in an unnatural channel. But Mashiach can hear. Not that it takes place in an unnatural channel. It's not a middle. So why use the same expression? So that's the kasha of tesis against life. Because din kei hashtim derech miris dam lichticho peiru sheni damides. Lo yahave kahun din dao kol yiru vishiveres. Yo osom have damides na mokeh. Elo shen dao kol yiru vizehim. So how does this explain about v'yesh leima v'yitliye ויש למה, או יש פה לגוד, דקליה בכתיכו עשו יו כמי שותרת. Not as Rashi explains, the Gemara of Abayis Teret, כקליה בכתיכו, that it means when a woman aborted a chep chatiho, But it means, chatiho, it means it's in the form of a shutaret. In form of shutaret. But whereas a shutaret is an artificial tool, that was constructed out of metal, out of plastic, I mean, something, there is a certain substance. So here, chaticho is in the form of a tube. What's the shape of a tube? In other words, you have walls, circular walls, and then you have a hollow. That's the form of a tube. And you have the hollow. So here we are dealing, bichticho, when the woman aborted a piece of flesh that was in the form of a tube. A tubular piece of flesh. It was hollow inside. A tubular piece of flesh. So, yesh lema b'kli b'chatiho asuyo k'mi shifetz. V'habe chitze b'indam l'bosu. D'itanekam m'itamei d'idal kolotzi b'nizim. V'rabon ansavre apoga b'namidusu indal kolireis b'nizim. V'ein ze damidus b'kol rabon hocha p'rushe. Ein ze damidus shepime akosu. אבל בפלויה פלויה, גם רבוי ניתן, כי נתאמין לסו, ונגיע לסו. So this is how cases explain. Then, רוב אומר, ביקול העולמין דאב של מי של יריז דם וכתיך, ואוכה בין שוטהי רו, ומוקר מכי ניתום עם כמי פלויה. תרבלוי, זה הסובה. So, in other words, so both, ונקם מאת רבו נבס רואה, they both agree that the issue is not in them. She's not a solo buyer. She's not a leader. But we got the tune. We got the talents. So in other words, Rabbezah Soba, Isho Teiro Vidam Tome, Dorose Derech Moker, Rabbezah Sable, Isho Teiro, Umoker Mikei Mitoi, Isho Terash, Isho Teiro Glavri, in other words, Isho Teiro Glavri, Umihu, so now Umihu, Tipazdam Mitame Tares, So, in other words, in the case where she aborts a chatich, and let's say the chatich is dam, or let's say she discharges the dam through a shvitaris. So the male and the issue is not in it. Because it's not the derech to see dam that way. It's not the derech to see dam that way. So male and either she is not. But the dam comes out from the uterus. So really the Tanakamir and Lezer, he holds that the Moker itself is in Tamil. Ligabitaris, not Ligabilos or Bible. She doesn't acquire a Shemino through that kind of a discharge. But touch the bucket of his stomach. So the name of the dam that comes out of his stomach. And if he touches, let's say, Paris, so the Paris becomes Tommy. And Chacham say no, inasmuch as she cannot become Tommy, Mahmasriya Damdo, because it's not the derech of an isha to have an isha that way. So the male, she's not even Tommy. So even the Taurus are not Tommy. Even if that dam touches Taurus, so it's not Tommy either. So not a machlit. Isha tev avriyo. Um yu tippas dam itam Taurus in yoba ben vese. Isha tu maseret. Mishu noga bim oke. Dikro mi kirasriya mi ato. Gula av mitume. Dikabonem savre dam nam eto. לא רקומה, אין זה דמידו, שאירו ידם הוא ניתן כנידו, ואח שווה משום תימו. But you have to say, it's in darko, shall we show you his dam that way? So the name that she's not with me. If she's not with me, neither she's not with me altogether. That more care is became in Atom. Alright, now we're going to say, he shall be hero, who more care, became a toy. All right, now I just one piece of Gemara. The tenth line from the end of Dami, that from Beis Amidah. Boy binei Rabbi Yisei Rav Chanina Rav Lezer. Dam Yomishma. Suppose a woman has a discharge of dried up blood, congealed blood. Is it meyo nilo or not? Ma, ki yozim zei domo rachmona, ki meyo dayo. Zei, when it drips, but not if it's congealed, if it's dry. Oh, lachem yom shlo yidil mo halki yozi, zi yidom uchen yidil zi. Then normally, so when a woman has a menstrual flow, so it drips in the form of a liquid. But al pidi, you don't make any difference. Ulei olach yom shlo. Omale, knisuo, damanito psaames mitamim lachem yirishim. So it's mentioned explicitly that even the Rishim Omalei, Lachin as Yomish Lekom Boyale, if at the time of the discharge it was a liquid, and then it dried up, of course it's become it. But the question is, if at the time of the discharge it's already congealed, it's already dried up, where she stay on it? Lachin as Yomish Lekom Boyale, more Yomish Lekom. So Anamet Nisur, so Rabbi Lezer said, Hamateu es kini kupo, kini saro, kini nofo, kini yakushin adunim, tatu remayu, אם נמוכו, אם זה יקם גזעות מיום, יהוכב, so, אם נמוכו מיום, גדענו, אהו מאף אגב בחזיסי, so that was the answer, אף אגב בחזיסי, יום אישו יוקופו, even though originally, at the very outset, it was like offo, but then as a result of dissolving that in water, as a result of putting that in water, it became gzaot, so it's gdענו, so that means, that even יום איש, at the very outset, is also mitame. So yes, in the kashe, omale yochev lo yimuchu name. So, monepshech. So even if he doesn't dissolve, if the aloche is that even when it's dry, at the very outset, it's tome, has a din of damido, so even if he doesn't dissolve, omale ho bakabe, ki lo yimuchu beali b'ni atzmi, if he doesn't become dissolved, so then tzerai, it's not done. But if he does become dissolved, so that seraye that it was done, but before it came out from the system, it dried up. Some male she snail. Umi ke kai davne. Nan yomer bezvot tarich lemais melab. Umi tvoi miyavne. Tvoi is the name of a place in Golo. It's a certain city in Golo. Miyav. So when he came from tvoi to yavne, so he had two halachas. Maise bin shashoy sama peles kimikut sadumes. Ubo bishoal le sabo. That means chatzori. ואבא שואל לחכונים, וחכונים שואלו לרעיפים, ואומרו להם, איש או זו, מה אתה איש או לסכנר? שיש איזה סור ספאט נמצא, שבמנן לא מפרס, בקוס אוף דת סור ספאט, שיבורות כמינקוליפס, תתו למעלי, אם נמוכות מאיו, שיצרה לי זם, and because of the sore spot she has inside, because of her condition, so inside, it becomes vital. So, ושוב, מה יש לשאול שאול שמה פרס כניסר, אז אדום יסוג בוסף שאול לסבא, ואבא שאול חכון וחכון לרעיף, ואומרו להם, שוב הוא יהיה שלו בסכנאו, שאיזה וורט אינסר, שלמנו מה פרס כניסר, אז אדום יסוג, תיק למה אם נמוך לפני או, אומר יש לו כי, ובפושל, תאיים הוכב, תתון מה אם הוא פושל, רק שנתמלו אני מר, וממח עשה ידי, על גבי הצפירה, מה אבן אילה מרבין אמור חלו יתחק כדמנה, Alright, now. So that's the Gemara that we have now. Now, so, Old Rishonim Paskin, this Halachim. Old Rishonim Paskin, this Halachim. Because the Gemara says, Mishveres Kol HaOmer Mitzvigei B'Teiro. So the Paskin. So the Rambam Paskin. In Pirkei, Miuchas Yisurei Bie. Halachat Ezayim, Koyisho Shichviso Shviferes Mitzvigei. וירועס האדם בזיך השופרס תהיו שנאמר דם יזימו בבשור עד שפירה בבשור כי דרך שהנושים רייס ועם דרך הולישו לירעיס בשופרס כי פס כזה אין שכנו כל זה פס כזה תור שכנו every part of us all right this is not so according to the nearest years according to the nearest years because the nearest years is אומר רבי יבי שפרס כולאונו בפירו בפניו. So that means that the Maskona of the Gemara is that if the discharge of dam takes place through a tomb, through a shiferes, then she served with milk. So of course there was a lot of, there was a tempest in Eretz Yisrael and in the Chutzlaretz against the Tshuva by Rav Shlomo Zalman Lederbach, because according to the dead Yosef, so she is in need of her hands. All right, so as far as that time is concerned, so that's a Yosef that is not accepted by all the other children. It's only the nearest years. But then there was another assumption against the Shemitah Menorah. There is another year. First of all, the nearly mentions this Yosef, and then he mentions another Yosef, so it's for him, Bishifere Skolaon will figure his way. But then the nearly says that even the Madonna, even if we are here as Bishifere Skolaon will figure it may not. But the Gemara says it first, Abzire, said that when the Shifaras is there. But the Yosef says, so we don't pass by Yosef. But Abzir himself certainly says that all the Shifaras is there. So if all the Shifaras, so the dam was discharged from the uterus, and it was retained in the case of the Zachitzi. But if the Shifaris was put inside the vagina canal, and then the dam was discharged through the Shifaris, and then it came outside.